work in all kinds of ways, but very often you work through people. We don't always know why, but that's the way you choose to. And so we thank you. And Lord, I thank you. Fran loves you. I thank you that she loves your word and she walks humbly before you. And so, Lord, I believe you're going to speak through her today. Lord, help our hearts to be open. Help them to be soft. Help our minds to be attentive. We just welcome the stillness of your presence in this place as we prepare our hearts to receive your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. Oh, my goodness. If we didn't do anything else in this meeting, my heart is full. Oh, my goodness. I love coming here. We love coming here. Authentic. It's open. It's family. It's all those things that you want in a church. You have it here. I hope you realize that. I wrote a few things down as the meeting was going on. You're welcoming. Your leaders are vulnerable. Andrew said it like it is. And we are the same. We don't have it all together sometimes. We rely on God. Sometimes for every step of the way, when you're facing something tough, you're facing something easy even, you just want God with you and you know he's there all the time. You have great leaders, vulnerable, authentic leaders who we love very much. You have obedience in this place. You have leaders, not just Andrew, Melissa, but all the other leaders in the place. They're obedient. They hear God. They are obedient to reach out to you guys. They touch hearts and minds and souls because they're listening to what God is saying. And that song, you might see there's a couple of handouts. Well, you've actually got three. I went a bit over the top today. So you've got a white handout, which we will follow through with the PowerPoint as well. There's a PowerPoint. But one of the things that's already connected, there's a handout that says who I am in Christ. And that song we sang earlier, this says, in Christ I am. And it's all those things that the Bible, God's word says we are in Christ. And then we sang, who the Son sets free, they are free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. So in Christ I am. So that's one of your handouts today that you can take home and mull over and really see who God is saying you are. You are free. Christ has set you free by his death on the cross, and that deserves a hallelujah. In Christ I am. He has set us free. I am who you say I am. Not any of those other words we've had spoken of us over us in the past or anything like that. We are who Christ says we are. So all those things on that sheet, and you can take that away with you. God knows our name. Okay, so on the screen, if there's, yes, okay, what about that? I will not be shaken. God makes himself known to us, thanks, Tegan, in various ways. And on your handout, there will be space. If you want to write these things in, you can do that, but you don't have to. It's just there for you to, again, take away with you. It's like a devotional. You can read through it and follow that through at some other time as well. So God makes himself known to us in various ways, such as through his word. I have to ask this question. Is there anyone in this room that doesn't have their own Bible? Okay. Ella, was it? Yep, Ella, we'll get you one, okay? Everyone needs to have the Word of God readily available so they can just seek it and immerse themselves in it. Start with the gospel stories. Hear what Jesus did, the miracles he did. So God makes himself known to us through his Word, through his creation. Oh my goodness, we live in the most beautiful area, don't you agree? Lakes, seas, mountains, we've got it all in this area of the world. So God speaks to us through his creation. One of my favorite places, I'll sit. Now, I have to admit, I'm going to be honest, I haven't done it for a couple of months. I go and sit on Nobby's Beach with my Bible or with just a devotional or something, and I sit and look at the water. God speaks to me through that. Just simple things through his creation. And then also through the Holy Spirit. When we come to know Christ, when we accept Christ, the Holy Spirit enters our lives and we live in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I was recently traveling on a plane. I don't mind flying on a plane, actually. I quite enjoy it. And I was looking out the window thinking, oh my goodness, how are those wings held on? Now, I don't know. I don't have that knowledge. Yeah, Mark has a little bit more knowledge than me because he watches Air Crash Investigations. I don't know if you watch that show. And I have to tell you, it's not helpful because I'll be sitting there on the plane and he'll hear noises and he'll say, you know, that could be this. Not helpful. So he has that little bit more knowledge than I do. But I'm glad there are people who know how those wings stay on and that they are, you know, able with their knowledge to do that. What we know about God isn't complete either. Yet he makes himself known to us through those things we just talked about, through his word, through creation, through the Holy Spirit. He makes himself known to us. On your handout is the main verse that I've chosen today, Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10. And I want us to read this verse out loud together. Okay, let's read. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. When we get to know God more and more, on your handout it says, our love increases, our obedience increases. And sometimes that's a tough one. I remember being called to go to college, training college, to become a Salvation Army officer. And I actually received my call 7 years before Mark. And I knew that I was called 7 years before him because I was more, a little bit like Andrew, an introvert, shy. I couldn't imagine myself doing any of the things that a Corps officer or a leader in the Salvation Army was needed to do. And I kept pushing back, pushing back. But God gave me 7 years to get used to the idea before Mark accepted his call for officership as well. So our obedience increases when we come to know God. Is there anything else that changes? I've got a little sentence there on your handout. What else changes? Shout them out to me if you can think of anything else.
Character.
Character. What was that name?
Peace.
Peace, yes. Relationships, yep. Yeah. Patience, yes, that's a good one. Bad habits, yes. Yep, God changes our bad habits. Yes, yes, the fruit of our spirit changes. We actually touch on that a little bit later. That's really good. So you're writing your own sermon. This is great. This is good. So God, when we come to know him more and more, he gives us spiritual knowledge and understanding, wisdom, spiritual wisdom and understanding. We can very easily be acquainted with facts, truths, or principles, but if we don't apply that to our lives, then we're actually the opposite of wise. What's the opposite of wise?
Foolish.
Now, when I was doing a little bit of reading on this verse, one person said it's a little bit like the eagle or the dodo bird. The eagle, we can soar with the eagles or we can trudge along like the dodo bird. So I want to soar like an eagle. I don't know about you. I want to be spiritually wise. So we need to, yes, we need to connect with God and hear from God and get to know God more and more. It's applying that knowledge to our lives, not just hearing it, but actually doing it as well. The way you live, our scripture continues, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. How do we know what's good for us? Holy Spirit discernment, yeah. Yep, definitely. Yep, all those things. The Holy Spirit, understanding what the Holy Spirit is saying, will tell us what's good for us. Reading the Bible, we learn very quickly. Sorry, Sandy? Yep. Yep, that's good. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. I ask another question for you to help me with. How is good fruit shown in our lives? Not the fruit of the Spirit yet. But how is good fruit shown? I've seen it time and time again in this meeting this morning already. Yep, yep. Pardon? Yes, yes. Yep, yell them out. Yep, yep, yes. Change lives, yep. Wonderful. And then we go to the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I love this verse, Galatians 5, two verses, 22 and 23. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Let's read them all together. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I think they've left the hardest one till last sometimes. Self-control, I think sometimes that actually is tough. But we're hearing from the Word of God, getting to know God, having the Holy Spirit in our lives produces this kind of fruit. And I have to say, don't we want that kind of fruit in our lives? Can that verse go back on the screen again? Thanks, Tegan. Love. I see all these things here, guys. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as we get to know God better and better, more and more, what happens? We become more and more like him. There was a beautiful chorus that we sang years and years ago. To be like Jesus, this hope possesses me in every thought and deed. This is my aim, my creed, to be like Jesus. That's what we all want, isn't it? We want to be like Jesus. We were made in the image of God. We are made in the image of God to be like Jesus. We're going to look at our verses again, but in a different translation. I don't know if you've ever used a Bible reading method called Lectio Divina, where you read a passage three times and then ask different questions. And we're actually going to look at this passage again now in your handouts and on the screen. And I'm wondering if one person would like to read this out loud for us now. Don't be shy. Doesn't it just open it up that little bit more again? This is the Message translation or paraphrase, whatever you'd like to call it. And I'm wondering, as we sit and contemplate that verse for a minute or so, I want you to think of this question. What is God's personal invitation to you today? Through what you've heard, through song, through testimony, which the testimonies were amazing. And even through that beautiful video, the Mother's Day video, I actually had a Mother's Day prayer that I was going to read out, which was basically what those ladies said. And they were saying, at the end of it, they were saying, "We remember you." All those mothers in different situations, those people that weren't able to be mothers. And the ladies said, "We remember you." And my version said, "God sees you. God sees you. He sees your heart. He sees everything you are going through. He knows you." And I think if we can just take something from today, all that's been said, sung, and done, if we can take anything today, I really hope that it is, God loves us no matter what we've done. No matter our past, no matter how we're living now, He loves us. He just wants us to come to Him. He wants us to come to Him, to take that step forward. He sees us. God sees you. He knows your heart. He knows your name. He knows your name. So what is God's personal invitation to you today? What has He revealed through what has been said and sung today? It's so important to have a correct picture of who we are in Christ first. Our own human view of ourselves is not so crash hot a picture sometimes, how we view ourselves. And I'm being honest now too. I'm insecure. I fail. Our own human view is not always a good view. But who does Christ say we are? Yeah, redeemed, free, we've sung that. On one of the handouts, you have a piece of paper that says who you are in Christ. In Christ, I am. And on that sheet of paper, it gives you numerous readings and words, phrases of who you are in Christ. Rescued from darkness, being renewed, given the right to approach God's throne. We are citizens of heaven. So again, we need to know who we are in Christ. And there's numerous there. You can take that with you. Read it daily. See who Christ is saying that you are. And then we need to get a picture of who God is. And the other handout says the characteristics or the attributes of God. Father, Mother, Gracious, Healer, Holy, I Am, Infinite, Merciful, Love, Light. So many things. And I encourage you, as you're learning who you are in Christ, also learn who God is. He is reliable. He is worthy. And He loves with an unchangeable love. Doesn't change with the shifting sands. His love doesn't change for us. Whatever we might do, He loves us. God is good. He's just. He's all-powerful. And we can have confidence in Him. Knowing Him is the most valuable treasure in the world. And He knows us. There's a beautiful song that we've got on the back of the sheet. We're not going to sing it. But I wanted to include it because I was touching briefly on the fact that He knows our names. He knows our names. He knows our every thought. He sees the tears that fall. And He hears us when we call. We just have to reach out, speak His name, and He hears us. I have a Father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me no matter where I go. You can read that for yourself. It's a personal prayer. He knows all about us and loves us. And we can rest in that knowledge that we are fully known and yet deeply loved, because he gave his son for us so that we can be free. Psalm 16 verse 8 says this: I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, let's read this last line together, I will not be shaken. Amen. He hears our voice when we call to him. The one who created the world knows your name. He hears you when you call. We're going to have a time of reflection. And I really encourage you today, if you haven't taken that step and said, Jesus, I accept you into my life, I encourage you today. I don't know any of your situations, or some of you, but I don't know your situation. But if you want to take that step today, I just want Jesus in my life. I want to get to know him. I want to know and hear from him. I encourage you to come down the front and stand with me, and we'll have a prayer together. Other people will come and pray with you if you'd like as well. But I encourage you, sometimes it's hard, isn't it, to take that step of faith. But God knows, he sees your hearts. And I encourage you, if you can't do that today, speak to someone in the church. Speak to a leader, speak to Chris at Doolong, speak to whoever you'd like to. But I really encourage you to have that conversation so we can say, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Bless you.
Are you going to stay at the front? That's good. You can clap later, because God's not finished. I'm just wondering if Christy and Dale are comfortable coming and standing at the front and praying with people too, just because of your God's restored your mother heart. God's restored his heart in you. And so this morning, if you feel like you still have more healing to go around, experiencing the love of a mum, which is the love of God, God uses mums to show a certain aspect of who he is to us, and that's why the enemy likes to stop it getting to us. So if you just sense you'd like to come and get prayer from Fran or Christy or Dale, just come and get prayer. Or anything else, come and kneel or stand, and if not that, certainly open your hearts to God this morning. Hey, let's engage in this way as the band worships, as we worship with them, and as we seek prayer and seek him.